The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. There's a story I want to share with you concerning St. Teresa of Calcutta, or Mother Teresa. One day she came across a man who was close to dying, lying in a gutter near her convent in Calcutta. He was filthy, unkempt, covered with little more than a rag as flies swarmed his body. And immediately, Mother Teresa embraced him, spoke to him softly, and began to pick out the bugs that were nesting in his flesh. There was a businessman walking by, and shocked at what he was seeing, commented, "Oh God, I would never do that for $1 million even." And Mother Teresa's response was immediate, "Neither would I." Christ gave us the two greatest commandments, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And we would do well to live by this. But there's a problem in our world today, which really is endemic to all of us, but seems to be acutely experienced among the youth. Too often, if we follow these commands, we focus on love of God and love of neighbor. But there's a third part here that is implied, and I mean, it's explicit as well, but it's very much implied, and is just as important as the other two. Because we can't love God, we cannot cherish and see the dignity of our neighbor if we've never learned to do the same for ourselves. How can we love anyone or anything properly if we don't recognize the love that God has for us, if we don't recognize our own worth? Mother Teresa remarked that the greatest disease in the Western world today is not tuberculosis or leprosy or even AIDS. It's being unwanted, uncared for, and unloved. One way in which we can start to fix this is given to us in the second reading today. And it's this call to love one another, not just in word or in speech, but in deed and in truth. And this works only when we understand fully what it means to love in the way that God himself loves. You see, God no longer expects us simply to love with human love, but to love him, our neighbor, and ourselves with the same type of love with which he loves us. Before Christ, this commandment to love one another was a simple sort of thing, a golden rule. Just treat others how you want to be treated. It was simple. But the sort of love that God asks of us now is much more. This new kind of love, this godly love, is sacrificial, but selfless, it's self-giving, and it's unconditional. It's the same way that God loves us. We have to see God in our neighbor, in our siblings, in our children, our parents, our friends, And yes, even the jerk who cut you off on the freeway. And the easiest way to start loving in this way is to start noticing, recognizing the good in the person that we need to love. You're angry with your mother, okay? But can you see how tirelessly she gets up every morning to get to work on time, to get you to school on time, to make you breakfast, to care for you? Can you see how your father works hard to make sure there's enough food on the table? Can you see how your neighbor, even though he's an annoying pain in the butt, still takes out the trash every single week for the elderly couple that lives across the street from him? And you, yourself, can you see how hard you've tried in all of your efforts? Can you see that God has really blessed you with good things throughout your life? You are here, and you are listening, hopefully, to this homily. There are beautiful sunsets that he gives to us. There are beautiful flowers to look upon and smell. And occasionally he even gives us a great lunch, a wonderful cheeseburger to eat for lunch, or bacon in the morning for breakfast, or eggs, or if you're more geared towards breakfast burritos. He gives us all these little good things throughout our days and our weeks and our months, years, and lives that we can't just overlook and pretend don't exist. He is constantly giving us good things. He is constantly caring for us and showing us how much he loves us. The graces alone that we receive from one Mass is astronomical compared to what I've mentioned so far. And yet he gives them again and again and again because of his care and love for us, his children. It's important then to notice these gifts that God gives us, each one of us, and to give him thanks for them. We have to look for the good in others and in ourselves and in our surroundings, because as humans, it's all too easy to focus on the negative. One of the experiences I've had is if I go into a new place, whether it's like a new organization, a new group, a new community, nobody comes up and tells me, oh, there's this great place right here. It's usually like for food or restaurants. It's usually, where to eat? You know, stay away from this place because it's bad. I got seafood sickness there once. I had one over here and, you know, like they undercooked their bacon. And it's a negative tendency in humanity. We just naturally focus on what is bad. And so in our spiritual life especially, we have to work to overcome this habit. Because it's all too easy to focus on the negative. Oh, you know, my boss was mean and rude, or that checkout clerk, you know, she gave me a dirty look, or, okay. But the store is open. You had all the food that you needed. So we have to constantly look for the good. We have to fight against that temptation. Because there are good things in everyone, and we'll find them if we look for them. My brothers and sisters, when we begin to notice and recognize the good things in people, that's when we begin to notice and recognize God in them, and to love them in the same way that God loves us. And so I want to leave you with a final quote from Mother Teresa. She says, Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. We must grow in love. And to do this, we must go on loving and loving and giving until it hurts, the way that Jesus did. We have to do ordinary things with extraordinary love. And I can't help but imagine how closely that fits into the second reading today, to love both in deed and in truth. God bless you.